een geval van met alle vertalen. Samen op gisteren. Right, the second of the right by the bottom, second last line. Dorish Mori Barmar. So again, this is the same Russia with the same names, same people. The pasuk says that it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Parashim showed him two dudoei te'enim mu'adim lifnei hechol Hashem. A dud is a pot. So these were containers full of figs. Muadim, which were where they're muad, they were designated, they were ready. Lifnei Hechal Hashem. In the Mara that he saw, the Hadud Echod Te'inim Tobos Ma'od Ki Se'inei Habak Hurois.
Okay,
so what was this vision that he saw of these two containers of figs? One which are good ones, like the one which are bakuros, which they grow quickly and they grow well. And the second one were bad ones, which nobody would want to eat. That's how bad they were. So he says the marshal. That was the marshal. The nimshal. Tenim atobes elu tzadikim gemurim. Tenim harois elu rishoyim gemurim. So the one container, the ones which are very good, the bakuros, that's referred to tzadikim gemurim. All those rishoyim gemurim. Veshem atomer ovad sivrom ubotul sikrim. But the Tainim Ro'os means the Rishoyim have no hope. There's no hope for them to be able to be corrected and do tshuva and join the tzaddikim. Tamal Omar, a different pasuk, a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Hadudoim Nosnu Reach. So, Elu ve'elu Asidim Shiitnu Reach. Over there, it's talking about a positive sense that the dudoim, which is referring to, Radarshan is referring to the dud of Te'enim that he saw, plural, will produce a good smell. Both of them are going to produce that good smell.
It's not talking about there the like the dudoim we find in Bereshis, jasmine or whatever. However you translate that.
I would imagine that's probably Pashup Pshat, right?
But you have these bad figs down, but they're both going to smell good in the end.
Right. Yeah? I mean, even the Rishoyim, there's a potential for them to do tshuva. Dorish Rabbi Ma'adik Siv Hadudu Imnos Reach. So he brought this pasuk with the Dudoim Nosnu Reach, so we're going to make a drush on that. Rabbi says, Elu Bachuri Yisrael Shaloi Tomu Tam Chet. That's referring to the members of Klal Yisrael, which are pure. While Pasuchenu Kol Magodim, the pasuk continues, it says, so the Dudoim Nosnu Reach, these plants are producing a beautiful smell. And by coming into our doorways, there are kol magodim, all these wonderful, a megad, Rashi says, one place, sort of the word agad, it's packages, you know, the things which you would send as presents, etc., very choshev things. But Radarshan, el benos yisrael, shemegido es pischeim lebaleim, that someone referring to benos yisrael, which they close away their Pesach, they keep, maintain their virginity. Megidus Pischein Lebalei, and the first shot is referring to that they tell their calculations to their husbands in regards to when they're needed or not. The shechira she'ogdus piskeim lebaleim, that they maintain their virginity for their husbands. Then the pasuk says, "Vayter chadashim gam yesharim, new ones with the old ones." Doidi tefanti loch, my doid, I look towards you. Amar kneses el lifnei kadosh baruch hu, rebbe shalom. Har begzeres gazarti al atzmi, yosef imasha gazarto alai b'kiyamtim. I made my own gzeres, own mitzvahs on myself. So that's the Chadashim and Gam Yishanim. Yishanim are the old ones, that's referring to the Torah. Chadashim, the new ones, is referring to Klal Yisrael, generating their own mitzvahs to protect the Torah, which I've kept. Amal Rechis Elahumir Midrabanan Dehavako Masadar Agadato Kamei. Rav Chisda said to this Talmud who was presenting some ideas of Agadato, Mishmi Elucha, he asked this Talmud, have you heard a pshat in Chadashim Gam Yishanim Mahu? What is the pasuk of Chadashim Gam Yishanim referring to? So Amalei, so this Talmud responded that the Chadashim Elu Mitzvahs Kalos Velu Mitzvahs Chamurois. That's how he understood it. Okay. Amalei v'chitara pa'amim nitno, was it given? I mean, all the mitzvahs were given at the same time. The Kalos and the Chamurois. Why are some of them referred to as Chadashim? New ones, and some referred to as Gam Yishanim, old ones, I mean, they were all given at the same time. They weren't given at different times. And rather, the Mora says,
they were all given at different times?
They were not.
They were all given at the same time?
Right. Allah halalim at divrei Torah, referring to, like we said before, the Yishanim is referring to the divrei Torah. The Chadashim, the new ones, is referring to the Divrei Sefer and the Mitzvahs Mirabbanan, which is Nalev. Okay. Dorish Rav. Might have seen what shot in the Pasuk, which says, V'yersa Mehema B'ni, he's our Pasuk in Koheles. And the most of all, more than what we mentioned before, he's our Asos Swarim Harbe Ein Kates. Malaga harbe yigias posor. That's the end of the pasuk. So what does it mean? So asos svarim harbe in kates. Tremendous amount of svarim that you're going to make is going to create ein kates at the end will not come. Or in kates, there's no limit to it. So what does it mean? Bini hisor b'divrei sofrim asos svarim darshin, that which the sofrim have made. You have to be careful with divrei sefrim yosef midivrei Torah, even more than the words of Torah. Shedivrei Torah yesh behenaseh v'loisaseh. Many of the mitzvahs of the Torah only have a mitzvah aseh or mitzvah loisaseh. They don't have a chiyuv misa. But divrei sefrim, when it comes to chachamim, we have a chazal, which chazal say, kol erev divrei sefrim is chayav misa. Person that goes against the words of the Chacham is Chayav Misa. So you better take it very seriously. It's more chomer than the mitzvahs of the Torah.
Is that Misa v'deshmaim?
Misa v'deshmaim. Rashi brings it's more in Brachas. Rashi brings, because it has a parrot getter, yishkeru nochosh. A person who breaks through the fence will be bitten by the snake. Because I'll say a person who is parrots the getter of the chachamim and ignores the covenants they made to protect mitzvahs, so he's parrots getter, he's breaking through the fence that they made, he'll be bitten by a snake. Which means he'll die. Okay. Shema Tarmar, you might ask, Imesh Behan Mamish, Mivne Malonit, well, these are such important things. So why weren't they given as mitzvahs of the Torah? Amar Kro, I says Swarim Harbe Ein Kates, Walag Harbe Harbe Yigias Masur. To do that, you're going to create, you'd have to create many, many, many Swarim. Which without any limits, the amount of what Chazal have added on to the Torah, Bishop Yisav, is a tremendous amount, so that you couldn't expect it to have all been written down. At the end of the pasuk, it says, "Walag harbe yigias basur." What does that mean? So, Omer Rav Papa Berei the Rav Acha Bar Adam Mishmei the Rav Acha Bar Ula. Malamet shekol amalag al derech chachamim. Neither the mitzvah v'sachas. Walag harbe. Person laughs a lot at he's touching the lashon of lag, the lashon of laughing. A person laughs at the words of the Torah. Yigias basur will end up in yigias basur, that which the body strains to the flesh. It strains, it has yigia to produce, and that's referring to the soy of the person. Masala Rabbis. Rabbis says it's kasha to Rapapa. The son of Aracha Bar Ado, in the name of Aracha Bar Ado. He says, Miksiv Lahag, which will be a language of laughing, Lahag, with a hey, Ksiv, which doesn't mean laughing. Elakal Hahoygebehen, the lesson of the person who thinks about them, the lesson of Higoyan, is Toyim Tam Basur, is able to flip, taste the meatiness of what the Torah has to offer. Can't see Rashi.
So,
he looks at the positive totally different.
Okay.
He's looking at the positive thing. The Doim to the Eta Enim, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, is a Grashi Sirois, pots of Lechoshes, of copper, and Malayo is Tainim, full of figs. Muadim Muchanim, they are ready. Habaku Rois, Tainim Chashubois, Hamemaha Rois, Lizbash. There are Chashuba figs which ripen quickly. Rashi has the order of the Gemara the opposite of what we have. The first Rashi says is Oydus that they close off their piece, their kosheres piskon l'tzarech baleim. As it were, they would rope away their access in order to be virgin for their husband. They don't be with anybody else. Sheni volus lacherim. This loshon aguda means it's something which is tied up. The shachrino shemegidus pisken, they inform, they tell. Shiroya dam armis the bala, when they see dam, they tell the husband. Rabbi Yehuda Shemena will be careful to separate from her. So they're very careful with the law. Chadashim is divrei serfim, kamishanim is divrei tar. Dari tefanti mishamarti kol eila lecha lishamecha. Dari tefanti loch means I've. And so over here is lashon of sof, something which is hidden away. It's shomer. It is being watched. Pamim nitto shetei zu chadosh v'zu v'yeshana. Why is some of the Torah referred to as new? Some of the Torah referred to old? Those Torah all referring to the Torah shemiksav. It's referring to different sefer. Chadashim shenischadu b'chotor b'dor ligder geda v'seyag. Everything which has been added, which is actually new, it was produced by the Chachamim as a protective fence. Here's the Mehema. So, Grash it is. Le'omen eksiv, Dibre Chachamim Katar Vernois. The Pasuk says earlier, right before it says, the words Chacham are like a Darvin. A Darvin is a prod or a stick which they used to use to direct the animal. If it would go off the path, you would use a darbin to get it back on path. The darbin was made out of a stick with a metal point at one, coming out of one end. So they could prick the animal if they needed to, they could just hit the animal with the other side if they needed to. So that was a darbin. So words of the Chachamim are like darbin race. And that, it says, the words of Chachamim are darbin race, that's the Tarsha Baal Peh. And after the Chaisu's knowledge became limited, there was arguments about these. What exactly was the trick transmission? They forgot some elements of it. They're given from one roya. Referring to the target by Moshe. And furthermore, be even more important than what you just mentioned, more than the words of the Torah, that which you've given B'Sinai, is all you have to be careful about. Even more than that, the halachas which are Baal Peh, Shagam Heim Iker, they're very important. It would be so limitless, it wouldn't be possible. There's some parts that do not have, not punishable by a form of death. The person that goes against the words of the Chachamim is yes, Chayav Misa. On any one of the different sefer. Can receive uparit geder yishchenu nochesh. The person who breaks the offense is going to be the snake will slither in and bite him. Relag harbe hamalig aleim biyagiyos boser nidun. Person who laughs at them will be judged by in yagiyos boser, that which the body strains to relieve itself. Rabbi says a different shot. Kol ha'ega behen, b'chol shah, person who constantly thinks about them. Shadam mechasa b'divrei Torah. The more you do that, the more you find flavor in it. You get to the meat of the issue. Okay. Something more. Tan Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'divrei Torah. Talking about the importance of divrei Seferim. Ma'aseh b'divrei Kibush ha'yechobush b'beis ha'asurin. Rekiva was taken prisoner. But it's fine. What your Yeshua Hagarsi Misharsai, the person named Yeshua Hagarsi, who was the Rekiva's attendant, his Mishores, he was a Rebbe, so he wasn't just a Mishores, he was a Rebbe. So he was a Rebbe. He had smicha. He would bring for Rekiva a measure of water. They would take it into Rekiva. The guard saw what he's doing. You're giving so much water. The reason why you need water is to use it to soften the earth and to dig a tunnel to get out. So I don't trust you that you're bringing all this water. You have to pour out half. Or he poured out the shomer poured out half. But also the chetzin gave him back that he could bring in half. When he arrived by Rabbi Kiva's, I guess, cell, Amalei Yeshua, and it's how you day, she's zaken ani v'chayay tzulim v'chayecho. So how did you bring me so much little water? How did you bring me so little water? I'm dependent on you. So Sakhla Kaloisa Hamari told him the whole story, but it wasn't occurred. So give me the water now so I can wash my hands. He said to him, Lishus and Megian. There's enough water to drink. You're telling me now. You're saying that you should use. There's enough water to wash. I mean, I can't afford to wash. If you tell you need the water for drinking, what can I do? Person doesn't keep the mitzvah derabbanan of the tilas yadayim done properly. Which means maybe he wouldn't be. Says he has to do it properly. Person doesn't do that. It's chai misa. It's the reserver. It's chai misa. So Rabbi Kiva says, "Mutav omos misa atzmi, v'lo e'avor al das chaverai." It's better I should die my own natural death. Washing my hands and keeping the words of the chachamim, not having enough to drink and dying due to that, that's better than going against the words of the Chacham.
Sounds like it's Pikuach Nefesh, though.
It does sound like it's Pikuach Nefesh. So Tosis over here asked the Kasha. Tosis asked that we had before in the end of the last parak that Chazal removed the Chiyav of Rechitza Sedayim in the Machane. Argument would say that we Kabbal Kerma that Chazal removed it in the case of Sakana. Right? As he says, Machmar al Atzma Hoyim. And the Kiva was Machmar himself. So this is Tosis Lushitosa. The Tosis Shita is, even though the halacha is that Yavor Val Yehorek, the mitzvah where the halacha is, the person should not, transgress and not die. If a person so chooses to do so, he may so. May do so. Rambam says that a person does that is considered suicide. Tosha Shita is that a person has a right to say, I don't want to accept the tour, and you might want to keep the mitzvah. Even though by doing so, he would die. It's not a chiyuv on his part to maintain his life. It's hard to say it was public, how people know how much water he's getting, whether he's washing his hands or not. So the question, according to the Rambam, how we understand this Gemara. If this Eri Kiva was, I mean, partially, if this Eri Kiva was like expressing it with strength, but he wasn't saying he would do it, take it to the point of potential Misa. This was the tilo for bread. What do you mean, how do we know that? The first tilo in the morning wasn't. I have to say this right. First tilo in the morning is a very, very big question exactly what that is. When the Mora talks about Rechitza Sedayim, we had before in the center that the din of Rechitza Sedayim, that's clear that there was a dakana to wash for eating bread. The Mora makes it to drushes and chulin, etc. It's always referring to washing for bread. That which we wash in the morning is the Rosh says it's a yin of the kiyas. It's like a different type of a whole different halacha. Well, I mean, as you go through different places in Shas, the bread seems to be the Iker Kama. Okay.
I mean,
you also said that it's not the Ma'im Achronim. Ma'im Achronim is itself a Sakana. That's the Morris that we had before. That's a Kishmash Sakana, right? Yeah, but the more the kids here, the more it was for eating. I mean, that was the question. Like more, that's full of the Gemara, right? So Amar lo Tom klum out shehebi lo mayim and not to yodav. See, he refused to eat until he washed his hands. In general, rechitzis daim, the tis of daim in Shas is referring to washing for bread. Shcham chamedaber Amar lo ma beziknusay kach beyadusay alachazakam. If you can imagine that here, when he had maybe some good arguments why he could be lenient, he's old and he needs, he can't take the extra strain, etc. He was very careful with it. When he had the vigor of youth, for sure he's going to be careful with that. And even in the situation of Beis Asurim, he was careful with that. So obviously, in a case where he had opportunity, easily to do it, he'd be very careful with the lochas of the Tiyos Adayim.
It's a little bit ironic here. I mean, the Yal Musa, he probably didn't wash his hands though.
Well, I mean, he got 80 years after he became, started becoming a Talmud Chacham. So, Yal Musa, comparatively, he was a very vigorous 60-year-old. Lived to 120, so. That's possible, but the Kavakur probably doesn't would be difficult to say. You see, when he was a trend of Talmud Chacham, when he turned 60 and he finally became a big Talmud Chacham, he started at 40, so 24, so now he's 64, and he's 65, and he's very careful. Means it's right. He was careful to 15. No, and now that he learned, he was careful. He can't make a Kavakur to what was when he was earlier. I think that's what Russell's asking. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'shosh Atikin Shlomo. When Shlomo Melech instituted the loch of Erev and Netilas Yadayim, that is the time for washing for food. Yosef Basko v'Amro, Sebasko came out and said, "Bini, it's a pasuk in Mishle, im chacham libecho, yismach libi gamoni. If you become a chacham, I am also happy." Vomer, a different pasuk says, "Chacham bini, my son becomes a chacham." So it's a verb, chacham. He became a chacham. Samach libi, and I am therefore happy. Vashiva charfi dover. I will have what to respond to those who insult me. See what we accomplished. So these, the more it's putting both of these on referring to Kaddish Baruch Hu's response to what happened. Okay. Dorish Rava, Ma'adik Siv. Yeah, we'll go right there. L'chadudi. So we have Rava Darshing Psukim in Shir Hashirim. So we're darshan this one also. Let's go together, my beloved, out to the God to the field. We will go to the field, and in about 40, we will spend the night in the villages. Nashkim lekram, will get up in the morning to go out into the kramit. Near we will see in Percha Hagefen if the vine has started to bud. Pitachas modar. If the smadar, which is the beginnings of the grapes, have started to develop, well, that parcha gavin is the blossoms. Pitachas smadar is when the grape starts to develop. Heinetzah harimanim. If the rimanim have got to the point of heinetzu, which means that the fruit has developed totally. Shometenes the dialogue. There I will give my love to you. End of the pasuk. What does the pasuk mean? The chal nadin etzayasu. The amr knesses is still lifnei kadosh baruch hu. The klai so says to kadosh baruch hu. Rabbi Shalom Al Tzadineni Kiyosh Ekrochim, don't look at us like the people who live in the big cities, which over there, Sheyesh Behem Gezel, Varayis, Shuva Shob, Shuva Seker. No, we're not part of that. That's the metropolitan society with all of its ills. They say, I saw that. Well, let's go out to the soda. What's that? Come, I want to show you. That's the soda is the person who is toiling tremendously under the. So they have this impoverished state of being, and they're still learning Torah. Nolino bakforim. I want to show you the Karfim, referring to the other nations. I want to show you those that you've given such taiva to, and they've, instead of responding with gratitude, have denied you. Nashkin Lord Kramer, but come back to look at us. Elo, but they can see us about the midrashus, which that's where Klal Yisrael is. It produces its fruit. Nireh in Porcha Gefen, Elo Balei Mikra. So that's the smallest one. There's the blossoms, but they're learning Torah. Pitach Asmadar, it's developed. The fruit is developed partially. Elo Balei Mishnah. Hinetzarim Manim Elo Balei Gemara. The people are able to learn Gemara. Shomatenis to dialogue, Areka, Kavoidi, Begirli, Shevach Bonai, Bonoisai. I just want to show you what Klaisel has produced. Okay. Omer Rav Hamnuna, Maidaksi, by the Bear Shlishes, Alofim Moshel. Pasuk says about Shlomo Melech, Pasuk in Melochim, he said 3,000 Moshel, 3,000 parables. By he shiroi chamisha vo olif, and his shir, his song, his poetry that he produced, is 1,005. So what does it mean? Malamit shekol omer shomam al kol dover v'dover shel Torah shlosh is alafim moshul. So every element of the Tzkanas HaChamim, he had 1,005 explanations, and every word of Torah, he had 3,000. Every mitzvah concept in Torah, he had 3,000 mashalim. Rashi one time said to us, the way he understands this, you know. Let's say I want to present to you a very, you know, difficult concept, a deep concept. So the best way to present it is through, if I can find the moshul, right? So I give you a moshul. Now let's say that it's a very, very difficult concept. So even the moshul, which I would need to convey that, is not really easy to understand. So I have to give you a moshul to understand the moshul. Okay, now let's say that's really difficult. I have to give you a moshul. So he gave 3,000 mosholim. That's how far deep he went into the words of Torah. That's pshat in the pasuk, Greek Gemara said. That's, you know, it's a 3,000 mashalim. He was a divna magid, so he said 3,000 mashalim. That's not what it means. It means he had 3,000 different, you know, the layers. Pashat the more means he had each mashal was a way to understand him. He had 3,000 ways to understand Hebrew word of Torah. That's not bad either. But he said it's more than that. It's a depth of layers and layers and layers that you would need a tremendous amount of understanding to get there. Okay, the pasuk says that's a pasuk in Malachim. Darash Rava. Pasuk in Kehelis. At the end of Kehelis, it says, "Ma'adoksi v'yerser shahaya Kehelis chacham." Besides the fact, more than the fact that he was a chacham, oid limeid das esoham. He taught Klal Yisrael das v'izein v'chiker, and he was izein. He was he weighed the concepts v'chiker, and he was chiker things. Tikin mashalim harbe, and he created many mashal. So what does that mean? Lime das is so to understand das, which means da'agmere b'simone to'amim. He was able to, the Rashi says, he gave him the Maseris of the Tam of the Tomim, which means that which we have, the different parts of Torah, we have the Trup, etc., which helps us understand the Psukim. It was done by Shlomo Melech. He set up the Maseris for all of that. And he did the same thing, Rashi says, for Torah Shabbat Pet. Everything was given over with clear simonim how to maintain it. So that's the Limadas Zohar. V'izim mechikir tiken mesholim harbe. What does that mean? Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elozer. Yeah. It was like a basket which had no handles. Ears is a pair of ears. The handles of a basket look like a pair of ears. So they were like without handles. It means it wasn't. Person wasn't able to get a real grasp, literally, of keeping the Torah properly. Shlomo, by creating the halachas of Erevin and Yadayim, Chazal said Yadashim, he answered Shnius Larayus. So this way, he was able to create a way to Klai, so can maintain the Torah; they can hold on to it. Okay, let's do Rashi. Hagarasi. So you say his name is Meshua Hagarasi. So Rashi says either Shem Malkim, either that was, it means he was from the city called Garasi. So the one of the city of Garasi. This was his work. His work was he was a miller for. Greasing was usually used. I mean, greasing just means to break things down into little pieces, but it usually was used for to the more doing that with kidneys, with peas and stuff like that. I'm totally dependent on you. Whatever you give me, that's it. So if Zignusa is such, when he was younger, he'd be able to, his body would be able to handle the Tarech and the Inui. Obviously, he was that much more careful. So he created this protective fence. The person shouldn't mistakenly think you can carry from Shasiyah to Shazarab. This is a way to hold on to and maintain the words of Torah. They shouldn't be Matama Taharis. That's where the market is. We should go to let a large amount of people live there. Beregel Reklin Maserchin Maseim Sham. You have the merchants going through there. So that creates many opportunities for Gezel, and there's a lot of people there. It creates opportunities for Arayas, etc. Asada. What is it over here? Bnei Baga. The people which live out in the valleys, they work the fields. They don't make any too much money on that, but they continue to study the Torah. Smother Gadol Miperach. Yeah. Smother Gadol Miperach. Perach is the first budding, and smother is when it's already beyond that. Tach Mishnah Fereshis. Yeshiva and Mikra. So the first one's referring to Mikra, is referring to Mishnah, which is it expanded it much greater. And it's a Rimonim. Godel called Tzarchan, and it means it's grown totally. Karanates, Godel, Sivaisov, Kain, Shermer, Sheesh, Lagozim, Ktana. And there's like a layer which grows outside, which is called the Nates, which is like a Shermer for, which you have a certain nuts, they have like this layer which acts as a protective shell. Moshel is Tam, an explanation. So Agmar is Simonim Talmim. Kabbalah Masaris with Simonim. Bein Betavis Hamikra Bein Begirsa Shal Mishnah. He created the clear Masara of the words, both of the Pesukim of the Torah and the correct text of the Torah Shebaal Peh of the Mishnayos. V'asala Aznayim. Shetikin Eruvin V'yadayim. He instituted the lachos of Erev and the lachos of Tisadayim. V'gazal Ashniyas, the Rayas. He prohibited the second women which are secondary to the Rayas. It's called Shniyas. So the Torah says a person cannot marry his mother or his grandmother. So he said you can't marry great-grandmother either. Because people would say if they could marry a great-grandmother, they could get confused, etc. Kedifarash v'yavamas. The price of Yavamas goes through all of the various different shniyas. V'yadikach, through these type of mitzvahs, oichs and yisil v'mitzvahs, Christ was able to maintain the mitzvahs, shenisrachel kumin avera, this would keep them, distance them from doing averas. Kederach, shenoyach lechaz b'kli, shiyesh l'beis yad mishenlo. It's much easier to hold on to a kli which has handles than a kli which doesn't have handles. Okay, yes, we're holding by Chutzis of Tal Talim. Okay.